Foxconn's plans to build a huge LCD screen manufacturing facility in southeastern Wisconsin are another step closer to reality. On Monday, an assembly committee voted in favor of a $3 billion tax incentives package to lure the company here. Governor Walker and fellow Republicans are pushing for the deal. As WUWM's Marty Michelson reports, Democrats on the committee pushed for nearly two dozen amendments in an effort to soften the burden on taxpayers, but all of them failed.
Foxconn plans to build a 20 million square foot facility in either Racine or Kenosha County. It would be the Taiwanese company's first major manufacturing facility in the U.S. Foxconn says it initially plans to hire 3,000 people, but could eventually employ up to 13,000 workers. The Republican-backed bill state lawmakers are considering would give the company financial incentives and suspend state environmental regulations in order to speed up construction of the plant. Democrats who are critical of the plan floated 23 additions to the measure on Monday. One would have encouraged the company to hire at least 70% of its workforce from Wisconsin. State Representative Todd Onstead of Kenosha supported the idea.
I think that it is of great concern that we are talking about giving Wisconsin tax credits to people who might drive over the border, live in Illinois, and not pay taxes in Wisconsin.
But an attorney for the nonpartisan legislative council cast doubt on the plan. Larry Konopacki said such a measure might be unconstitutional.
Courts will view these kinds of preferences as being very suspect. They're very critical of these kinds of provisions.
The motion failed on a party-line vote. Another amendment Democrats introduced would have established a regional transit authority so workers who live further away would have a way of getting to their jobs at Foxconn. Milwaukee State Representative David Crowley urged lawmakers to support the measure.
And so if we're going to focus on those who are unemployed and underemployed, especially like those who live in my district, a regional transit authority is something that would be essential and transformational.
Republican Joan Ballweg spoke out against the amendment. She says state and local authorities can work out transportation plans at a later date.
In the public hearing, we heard some of the local folks talk about how they're just beginning a discussion of how they can partner between their counties, Racine, Kenosha, Milwaukee, to take a look at how they actually do this. I think we're going to have to wait until the locals decide what their process is going to be.
The panel also rejected that amendment and every other one that Democrats proposed. Then it was time to vote on the overall bill. Republican Bob Culp of Stratford says the Foxconn deal is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
This is a completely new industry with a worldwide market, with a company that is flexible and innovative. It doesn't have any peers, competitors, or equals. This is an investment that makes sense, and we cannot look the other way and let this go by.
Yet Milwaukee Democrat Jason Fields warned colleagues the investment is too risky.
There is no way in the world you guys can tell me that this is the greatest deal out here. It has way too many loopholes and too many uncertainties for us to sit here and just sign off $3 billion.
The committee approved the bill 8-5 along party lines. The measure heads next to the full assembly, which is expected to vote on the incentives package on Thursday. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.